Now we move from informational to ecological, and we start with words of wisdom about gardening. The Let's Talk Gardening correspondent, Charlotte Philcox, has been trawling through some books and has found some wonderful bits of advice. Here is Sam with some famous and infamous suggestions.
Over the centuries, people have written endless words of wisdom about gardening, producing ditties and doggerel worthy of the best poets and humorists. As a bit of light relief in these dark times, I've been in search of some of the best and worst. How many people are aware, for example, of this anonymous observation? Gardening. It's cheaper than therapy, and you get tomatoes. It seems perfect for anyone struggling with social isolation. On a similar theme from Anon, who seems to crop up everywhere. Hard work doesn't harm anyone, but I do not want to take any chances. And further to this, gardening adds years to your life and life to your years. Or on a more ghoulish note, you might prefer, gardeners are like doctors. They both bury their mistakes. Of course, not all quotes are witty, but give us a reminder of why gardening can be such a satisfying occupation. Take this one from Mahatma Gandhi. To forget how to dig the earth and to tend the soil is to forget ourselves. And Thomas Jefferson wrote that to plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow, and which is something we all need to do at the moment. Speaking of which, there's an old Greek proverb, which is a reminder of one of the most important things we can do for the future of our planet. A society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit in. Looking on the bright side is a useful skill, and so we can always take some guidance from Abraham Lincoln, who famously said, "We can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses." And that leads neatly onto the thorny subject of weeds, where there are lots of quotations to choose from. At college, we were taught that a weed is a plant in the wrong place. Further to this was Ralph Waldo Emerson's declaration that a weed is a plant whose virtues have never been discovered, while my personal favourite comes from American columnist Doug Larson, who said, "A weed is a plant that has mastered every survival skill except for learning how to grow in rows." And as a vegetable grower, I'd say that was much more honest. Not surprisingly, good old Anon has been busy on the topic of weeds and gives a quotation which many of us should be able to relate to. "The best way to make sure you are removing a weed and not a valuable plant is to pull on it. If it comes out of the ground easily, it is a valuable plant." Ouch! Telling others what to do in their gardens isn't just a modern phenomenon. As in the 16th century, Thomas Tusset wrote at length on gardening and farming in a book called 500 Points on Good Husbandry. In March, for example, it makes a lot of sense that by sowing in wet is little to get. Much of the book is in this style of simple rhyme, with instructions addressed to the women of the house, who clearly did most of the garden work. One of the most famous pieces starts, "In March and in April, from morning to night, in sowing and setting good housewife's delight." It must be a bad housewife, as that certainly wouldn't fill me with delight. The temptation to continue along the lines of, "So when husbands get hungry, start asking for grub. Tell them get it yourself, love, or go down the pub," is irresistible. We all know the saying, "Red sky at night, shepherd's delight." But gardeners might also want to try making weather predictions based on the state of their vegetables. The old adage, "Knowing your onions," gets a whole new meaning when you follow the following traditional advice. "Onion skin very thin, mild winter coming in. Onion skin thick and tough, coming winter cold and rough. I guess that you would have to be studying your onion skins for several years in order to make those sorts of comparisons. And to be honest, I can think of better things to do. Down in the West Country, where I'll admit to having spent 4 years of my life, they seem to be fascinated by runner beans. An old gardener in the village where I had a small allotment always used to nod his head sagely as he announced, "First day of May, runner bean day," and would never set his beans outside any sooner. At Stow-on-the-Wold in Gloucestershire, they save their sowing until even later. 12th of May, Stow Fair Day, sow your kidney beans today. Another rhyme relating to beans has a certain ring to it in our present times. When beans are in flower, fools are in power. Next year, like farmers and gardeners in Illinois, I'm going to try reciting the following ditty when sowing my cabbage seeds. As round as my head and as big as my butt. On that basis, I think my cabbages should grow to a decent size.
Thank you, Sam.